The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6498. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 25th of Elul, Tovshin Ches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing to a woman, Baruch HaVisholem. Now, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 15th of Elul, in which you bring up the question about taking the monies and the payments, compensation from the Germans, Yimach Shemam, the Wieder Gutmachung, and they paid out the funds, and she was questioning whether she should really take it. This was something that she was right now dealing with, because I guess she was able to apply and to get money payments from the German government. But she doesn't feel comfortable. She doesn't feel comfortable to receive it. And she gives the Rebbe the reasons for them. It was a big debate at the time. It was a big debate because by sort of taking compensation, you're sort of saying, okay, we forgive you what you've done. And you know, you can pay your way out by giving this money. And a lot of people at the time said that this wasn't the right thing. We're not going to take these murderers and this Yimach Shemam. We're not going to take any money from that, because we're not going to let them buy out what they did by paying money for this. And she wanted to know about it. She doesn't think that it's a good idea. And the Rebbe says this debate was originally for some time ago, but the Rebbe says it's totally different, the situation now, than then, when it came up the question. Because then there was an issue, should you agree to take these compensation or not? Because, why is it different? Because anyways, as an individual, it is not going to make a difference. Because as a whole, not to accept it would send a statement. But already, it's already for a long time, for many years, it's very public knowledge. Everybody knows that they are paying the Wieder Gutmachung, they're paying the compensation. So everybody knows that. It's very public. And your individual attitude to the above by saying, okay, that what you're saying, that you want to know, should you collect, should you demand what is due to you or not, your decision of not to do it or yes or no isn't going to change that bad impression. I mean, if the impression was bad because we're taking money, everybody's taking money anyway. So how your individual decision isn't going to change that? She writes to the Rebbe that if you take the money, you're sort of giving them, you're raising their pride. Now they're, we paid for it, or you're sort of accepting them already, and you say, okay, you know, now we're best buddies, sort of, to say, you know, they don't want to say that, but you individually isn't going to make a difference to that. And there's another issue, the Rebbe says. You bring up the issue that when a robber returns the robbery, then the punishment is diminished. He gets a less of a punishment. She doesn't want them to be punished less just because they're paying now for the theft that they stole. So she'd rather they get punished. So if she doesn't accept, she wants to get punished. So the Rebbe says that in the Torah we know many places that you need to take out the theft, the robbery from the robber, even if it's a non-Jew. And the Rebbe says especially, the Rebbe says the opposite, the Rebbe says, if the theft remains in the hand of the robber, that makes him stronger. His standing, he has more money now. He's more powerful. Anyways, especially in our case, that the robber still remains a robber now. So, in other words, you are not going to make it stronger, his punishment. He's just still a Goslin, and therefore, the Rebbe said, if you are strengthening him by letting him have more money and not taking what is due to you, does not strengthen the side of good in the world. And therefore, the Rebbe says that the Rebbe is going to conclude in a minute that that's not a good argument. Take out the money. We should take out whatever, and as much as you can, as the Rebbe will say. But the Rebbe says, another thing is, this is not considered getting charity from non-Jews, getting charity from them, because this compensation is not charity. This is for the rich and for the poor equally. Everybody gets same compensation. This is not tzedakah. This is vidergutmach. This is payment for that they owe. And the Rebbe says, in my view, you should do everything which is up to you to demand the largest amount that is due to you, the greatest amount. But the Rebbe says, as a follow-up to your letter, you should separate one-fifth for tzedakah. And the Rebbe says, don't worry, there's nothing to the merit of the goyim, of the Germans, the fact that you're giving tzedakah from the money you got from them. That tzedakah has nothing to do with them, because those who paid the compensation, they returned the theft to the owners. Now it's your money, and the owner can do with the money as they wish. So it's not on the account of the goyim who gave you the compensation. That's on your decision. So you get the merit for the tzedakah, for the 20%, for the fifth that you're going to give to tzedakah. And the Rebbe concludes that for sure you know the good custom of the Jewish women to separate for tzedakah before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. But at least from now on, you should do that if you're not been doing that. The Rebbe blesses her for Ksivach Sivatoiva in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So the Rebbe says, while this was a debate, but the debate was whether we should accept it in generally, or you're saying Israel gets a lot of money and people were with the view that we shouldn't take money for that. But the Rebbe says it's a non-issue now because they've taken the money, everybody knows. So an individual not to take is not the right approach. And the Rebbe addresses the various different issues, the bad impression, giving them, recognition that they're paying, that's doesn't apply because everybody knows that what they're doing, and we should take out the money to weaken whatever we can from a goslin, somebody who robs. You take out whatever you can, and that's not charity from them because it's your money that they're giving back. And the Rebbe says to give 20% for tzedakah, and the Rebbe says to give tzedakah before lighting the candles on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov.